A Constellation of Teams, Distributive Power. From General McChrystal's book Team of Teams, I learned about Bill Drayton, former McKinsey consultant and founder of Ashoka. Ashoka is the world's largest global network of social entrepreneurs. Drayton may have been the first to experiment with what he called a team of teams, or a constellation of teams as we prefer to call it. Drayton became convinced that the traditional organizing model, a hierarchical command and control structure, do not always serve us or the problems we seek to address. Amidst growing complexity, he wrote, "How will individuals and entities need to organize to solve complex, versus relatively simple, social problems and thus remain competitive and relevant?" According to his article on Forbes, Drayton, "There is an intrinsic failure in this old way of organizing. The well-defined structures we work so hard to create end up focusing on the success of the structure, on whether responsibilities and roles are well-defined, and whether individual teams are delivering on what they are supposed to deliver, rather than on whether the structures were ever organized to overcome the challenge at hand in the first place. How could we ever be expected to succeed?" In a later article by Meehan III circa S., the model is described as follows. At the center of this constellation is a coordinating executive team, but the composition of each project team shifts as needed over time. Teams and team members work together in fluid, constantly changing ways. The model emphasizes decentralized autonomy, meritocracy, and a sense of partnership. Ashoka's transition to this organizational model reflects another critical insight. The real work of change in today's world happens not through isolated acts of visionary entrepreneurship but within teams of people who each have a critical contribution to make. This notion is confirmed by Harvard's Heidi Gartner, who suggested, "Today, the vast majority of innovation and business development opportunities lie in the interfaces between functions, offices, or organizations. In short, the integrated solutions that most customers want but companies wrestle with developing require horizontal collaboration across the functional silos. In a traditional, siloed organization, innovation falls between the cracks, hampered by the silo walls. The case for replacing the slow and cumbersome decision-making process inherent to hierarchical structures became apparent in the book Team of Teams. General McChrystal's decision to create a team of teams, distributing power across the organization to allow critical information to pass through the teams, proved life-saving when facing Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Let's review the two approaches side by side. Traditional team design. The team, and its members, is static, rigid, and fixed. The team is primarily defined by its function and responsibility. A few people in leadership roles manage the vast majority. Individuals succeed by mastering a skill and repeating it. Team of teams design. The team is evolving and fluid. Members come and go as the nature of the problem changes. The team is primarily defined by an objective that is bigger than any team could achieve single-handedly. There is very little hierarchy. Leadership, decision-making, and execution are decentralized but coordinated among team members. Team members succeed by taking agency to enable change in any context. Successful team members are changemakers. Team of teams versus ARC. While I'm intrigued by the model and loved reading McChrystal's account of the war in Iraq, I do have a few objections. The team of teams model positions leadership in the middle, suggesting that leadership is at the organization's heart. I tend to disagree, considering the proponents of situational and servant leadership and in support of customer-centric operations where the customer sits at the center. Given these considerations, leadership, most distant from the customer, should be placed at the outer layer of the model. This is why the ARC model might be interpreted as an inverted pyramid. Regardless, it is a consent-driven, distributive leadership model.